All right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's jump right on into it. And the very beginning of this podcast, I mentioned something about being upset with my former job and wearing my uniform shirt. True story, that actually happened. Nothing if I'm not a passionate man, I'll tell you that much. There's a story behind that. Like, here it goes. No, seriously. So, I used to work for a restaurant, and I've worked there for about four years. And I had a night where I was getting ready to get off, and it was a pretty slow night. It was probably a Monday or a Tuesday. And as I'm going to go run my checkout, because it was a slow night, I didn't make very much money, and I was already upset because of the fact that I had a large table come in and I didn't get what I thought I was supposed to get as far as a tip goes and things of that nature. And anybody who works in the service industry knows that, you know, most, if not all, servers live off of their tip money for the most part. That's a big part of how they earn a living. And depending on whatever restaurant you're at, that predicates how much money you make as a server. You know, if you work at a high-end restaurant, you can make hundreds of dollars a night. If you work at a little low-end Tex-Mex restaurant, you can make $20 a night. Getting to something. We'll get back to that. We'll put a pin in that. But at the end of this night, like I said, I was, you know, a little bit frustrated. It was a slow night. And to make matters worse, after I didn't get tip on this table and didn't come in till the very end, and blase, blase, I run my checkout and I look down there and it shows the report of all the numbers that you're responsible for that company. And it showed the grand total of how much I had sold for that company to date, you know, as I clocked out. All, you know, real data, real time, real numbers. And that said, $773-something-odd, you know, it's some change. And at that particular moment, I was pretty pissed because I thought about it. In most restaurants, you have a 3 to 4 table section. And when I say a table would be a 4. So that means that you have 4 tables of 4. Some restaurants can vary their sections, and sometimes the shift can, that section can vary. But on average, you have 4 table sections per server. So that means 4, 8, 12, 16. You have 16 seats that you're pretty much responsible for. And the way I like to think of it is, and a lot of people, I think, that really are worth their salt as servers and bartenders should think about it, or do think about it, I should say. They think of it basically being those 4 tables inside of that restaurant are being leased by you for, you know, as a franchisor, let's say that, you know, probably wouldn't be the best analogy because of the fact that most franchises don't pay you, you know, but you make very little for the restaurant. Bottom line is, of those 4 tables, that becomes your real estate. That becomes your restaurant, per se. So, for that particular shift that you clock in, you are running a 4-table restaurant. And that thing finally hit home with me that night. I was like, man, if I really did have a 4-table restaurant in 3.5-4 years, I would have made $773 just selling burgers, fries, and an occasional t-shirt. And I'm walking out of here with like $35 tonight. I ain't got nobody in my bank account. I don't even remember if I had a car at the time. But I clocked out and I said, I'm doing something wrong. And I immediately started changing my way of thinking and started figuring out a way to transition out from under working for someone else for the rest of my life and taking charge of my own dollars and my own cents and putting my efforts and my ideas, my blood, my sweat, my tears, putting them to work for myself. And instead of making $2.13 an hour plus the tips that I was ever so grateful for from every table, but think about that. It means you are worth $2.13 an hour, each employee that works as a server in the state of Texas that gets paid that wage. That's what the restaurant thinks of. No truer than actually hearing one of your GMs say that. Back in 2008, I remember one of the servers was really pissed off another restaurant that I worked for. They were saying that our old general manager, Mason, was saying, why should they listen to what we have to say about some ideas about how this new restaurant was supposed to be ran and what we were supposed to be doing. It's like, the manager Mason said that, you know, why would you even listen to him? He only makes $2.13 an hour. You know? So, that's truly what you mean to that restaurant or that company. They pay you for your body, your time, your physical prowess, whatever it may be. It may be typing, you know. It may be carrying boxes up and downstairs, you know. It may be carrying, you know, trays and picking up food and dropping off food. You know, whatever physical efforts, you know, are placed out there, you know, they're paying you what they think you're worth of that. When I really wrapped my head around that and saw how much of a slap in the face that was and saw how little security I had because of that company, you know, and it, to be honest, me not properly, you know, saving money and being in charge of my finances the way I should. You know, but servers and bartenders don't make hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's some out there that may, you know, make six figures, but on a general median, we don't. But I knew that if I could do that in a four-table restaurant, air quotes around that, then I could do that for myself. And that's what led me to want to go forward with the idea of getting into a food truck. You know, when I started my first business, it's like, if I could sit here and I can do this, and I mean, a lot of the times on those slower nights, my manager was in the back. It was just me, one, maybe two cooks, and I may have another server on with me because it was really, really slow. So essentially, we were running a large scale food truck, you know, team. And the manager wasn't really there. He would sit back there in the office for most of the night because we were pretty, you know, we were pretty well ran and kept the costs low, if any, you know. So it was like really being in charge of your own restaurant. And I was like, well, if I could do that and I can manage that, I can do, you know, run my own food truck or start my own business. And it also led me to think about, if you can sell dope for a living and you're successful at it, you can start your own, I mean, you are your own businessman. You know, you have clients, you have marketing, you have packaging, you have distribution hubs that you have to work out, and, you know, drug dealers write specials, you know, I mean, like, let's really, really get down to the brass tacks of this. And, I mean, because, hell, Jay-Z is now, you know, a colleague of former President Barack Obama, you know, so we can talk about this and not be, oh my God, he's talking about, you know, drug dealers being businessmen. Hell yeah, they are, you know, and I'm talking to them because, hell, some of them have trouble sleeping at night trying to figure out how they go make some money just to feed their daughter, like, you know, Notorious Big saying in the beginning of Juicy, you know, that's real shit. But I'm here to tell you, if you can do that, if you can wait tables, if you can go, hell, I don't know, pack boxes up and down stairs all damn day, you can start a courier business. You can start your own restaurant. You can start your own logistics company. Or social media, you know. You know, social media is like the brand new, it's like digital crack. It's why I started People's Innovative Business Solutions. I'm your boy, C. Griggs Road. Always be vigilant. Always be someone. Always be forward thinking. Always be innovative. I'ma be out.